Good morning. Today is a special day, special for Chinese. It's Chinese New Year's Eve. If you wake up morning, you might not feel this morning like most of the long distance the line are pretty busy. You know, because a lot of the most parents they call China to call parents, so you need to call a couple times to get the phone number ringing over there. Also, this morning, all those cable TV are pretty busy too, because this is the time start from 8 a.m., all those Chinese New Year the TV show the start. So this is tradition. Almost every family will sit in front of TV to watch the Chinese New Year's the TV show. Today is really, you know, the special day. Even for us, right? You will see if you go to Chinese grocery store today, it's packed, right? Chinese restaurant tonight, it's hard to book the single table over there. But I believe, you know, most parents will be very busy this afternoon to prepare the delicious food for us. But in here, it might not be a big deal, right? Because in our tradition, the whole family, you have to be here together, you know, to have dinner. This is the only, most important day for us. But in the United States, you know, the kids might not be, you know, around. For example, in my family tonight, right, my oldest son, he's still in New York. He won't come home. My daughter, she's in Pittsburgh to study. Even tonight, we have a couple families have the dinner together. I asked Jesse, he said, no, I won't go. So that's okay. But in my days, it's not acceptable because, you know, you have to be joined a family over there. But, you know, in those days, it's different. Right now, food is not that, you know, important. But during my time, when I was young, that today is almost the only day you can get all those food, right? Good food. During a regular day, you maybe every day you feel hungry, you cannot get any more food. And during that time, right, everyone is equal, right? If you work for the company, if you work for the government, right, people, every month, people just put, you know, there's a table over there. Everyone, the paycheck, there are no paycheck. The table over there, write down the name, how much you make, right? Everyone makes the same money, right? And then there's cash over there. When the time the people give you salary, just give you the cash over there. You know everyone in your group, how much he makes, even your boss. Everyone know everyone else how much money you make. That's bad, right? But that's good too. You don't need to work hard. You don't need, you know, fight, struggle, you know, to try to make more money for your family because everyone is equal. But right now in this world, it's different, right? It's after in the China too. After China opened this market, everyone trying to make money, make more money, make more and more money. So the same too here, the United States, right? People, you know, start to be greedy. So today we were talking about, you know, the two kind of the people. The people, like the Bible just said that the four people, they reach towards the good things on earth, and the wise people, they reach towards the God. So today we will discuss all those two kind of people. Yeah. So, there are two kind of people on earth, right? The one people is, like Bible just told us, the four people. The four people, they only concentrate on the good things on earth. What's good things on earth? For most people, good things on earth is money, right? People trying to their best, right? The people define what's smart people. They have a lot of money, right? Smart, they define, right? But a lot of people, because they focus their own life, all their energy, all their time to money, and they become greedy, and then by the end of the day, they destroy their own life, they destroy their whole family, they destroy their the company. So I will give you a couple examples about that. So this is a person, his name is Bernie Madoff. This is a very smart guy. He he created his own company called Bernie Madoff LLP in 1960. For the last 40 years, he asked people invite to his company. The money his company invited people to invest, it's like $56 billion. $650 billion, the money in the company. And he not only he's a CEO for his own company, he's a stockbroker, he's the investment advisor, and he's the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. And he's a very smart, decent people, until one day he just called the government, say, my company is have to file bankruptcy. And people start to look at his accounting in his company. His company has zero money on there. $56 billion. He used all of them. He used all the money for himself. He has a lot of the house, boats, personal airplane, he has everything. But he used all the money. How can he? This is a huge image over there. He's 40 years of the company. He used a scheme called Ponzi scheme. I don't know anyone familiar with the Ponzi scheme. It's very simple. For example, right? He asked the people, if you invest in my company, I can give you 20% return, long term, every year. If you have a little bit knowledge about the investment, right, especially for right now, if you get 5% return, oh, this will be very good. If you guarantee you 20% return, this is everyone have to jump in, right? But the way he did is, for example, if Ben, he has a Ben, can you invest $100 to a company? Ben say, I will give it a try. Ben, $100 over there. And he used all $100 of money from Ben. But he told Ben, I give you 20% return. So, and then he has a Kong, could you please invest $100? Kong said, fine, let me try. So Kong put $100 over there. And he used Kong's $20 pay Ben, right? And then he used all those Ben $100 and Kong's $80. And then he asked Jesse, could you please invest $100? Jesse said, fine. Jesse invested $100 and he used Jesse's $20 to pay Kong. Basically, he used everyone later to invest the company. He used 20% to pay the previous person, and he used rest. But people trust him, believe him, because as long as there are new people invest the money to this company, he can still invive. Until one day, when the financial crisis happened, that people have no money to invest. So there is no new people invest money to the company. But current investment, like Ben need the money, Kong need the money, and Jesse need the money, they just stand up and say, whatever money I invest over there, I need to take out. So the existing customer trying to take money out, there's no new customer to invest the money. And the company, he said, no, I don't have money anymore, right? But this scheme has been there for 40 years. No one knows about that. For 40 years, until one day. And he said, okay, sorry, I have no money. Right? Kong, Ben, Jesse, sorry, no money. Right? And then, of course, government find out this guy, put in the jail for a couple of days and invest, trying to find out what's going on. They found the company is true. They have zero money in the balancing account. So this damage is damage not only for those three people, damage is all over the globe because the people in the United States, Europe, because 20% is fabulous. It's the best invest return you can get. So everyone trying to jump in. So what happened for himself? Of course, this is a big cheating, right? He have to sentence. You cannot sentence him to death, right? Because he didn't kill anyone. So he got sentenced to the highest year in the earth. In the United States, you can sentence. Right now, he's 74 years old. He was sentenced to 150 years. So by the time he can get out, he will be 230 years old. He can get out. So this is the highest people can sentence the year he can. His wife divorced from him. One of his sons commits suicide. after that. So his memory is totally gone, right? He will stay in the jail for his rest of life. But not only for his family, right? Of course, his company is gone, right? Whoever the company worked for, this company filed bankruptcy, everyone got laid off. And that there are so many customers, right? They put the money for their retirement, for their kids' education. They're all gone, right? So think about that. The people only right now 70 years old, they have to go back to work because they have no money to support their basic life, right? And the people, so after that, after this happened a couple of months, you have a lot of news because of him. A lot of their older people, they commit suicide because they cannot go back to work. They are too old, and then they cannot support themselves, right? So this is an example, right? People, he trying to make money, make too much money. He doesn't need, right? Basically, he doesn't need so much money, but he's so greedy, $56 billion, you know, he's used that. So this is one of the example. Our second example is, I don't know if you've heard about ML Global. ML Global is a very good company. It's a good company, not because of the company itself. The company itself is not that famous, but the CEO is famous. The CEO, Jiang Kozai, he was the Goldman Sachs CEO for many years. After he stepped down from Goldman Sachs, he was the governor of New Jersey for a couple of years. After he stepped down from the New Jersey governor, a lot of companies grabbed him. Please come to our company and be a CEO, right? So ML Global offered him the job as a CEO. So his goal was to bring the ML Global to the company similar to the Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is the bank in the investment banking. His goal was to bring a regular ML Global to the highest level banking in the company. So his strategy, he told the board member, he told all the trading the group, he told all the risk management group, I'm the boss, you have to follow me. If you follow me, I will definitely will bring the company over there. But he will take a lot of risk. If you have the common the sense, right, the more risk you take, and you might get more return. But he is take too much risk. He it's like a gamble. So one day he bet, you know, we put all the company money to bet something very, very high risk. At that time it was European debt. So he bet over there. Just one bet, he lost all the money. Which is okay. You know, sometimes everyone made a mistake. A lot of company, you know, some trader, you know, they made a bad bet. The company is gone. It's bad. It's okay. But something is worse is he moved the money. Because this company has two parts. One part is the company's own money you can invest, right? Other piece of the money is from customer. Customer trusts you. They put money like savings bank they put over there. It's illegal to move the customer's money to his company's money to invest. But he did. He moved $700 million for the customer money to move to his own company to invest. So he not only made mistake to lost the company's money, he lost the customer's money. So, by the end of the day, company's gone, right? So, if you watch TV, that TV show, very sad, right? In the Wall Street, there's a huge building that 1,000 employees company. Because of him, one day, all these 1,000 employees, they got fired. Not fired, the company, you cannot survive. They have no money. Everyone hold a box, walk out of the big building. You know, this is a TV show, so very sad. 1,000 people just one day because of him, they lost the job, right? So this guy, he went to the Washington, D.C., right? And he did the testimony in front of all those senators, Congress. People asked him, why? Why you take the risk, right? And why do you to move the money from the customer? You know, his answer is very simple. I don't know. It's not my fault at all. I don't know anything about, you know, whoever move the money over, whoever made the decision. But, the, you know, people around him knows. He was the only person can make all those decisions and can always move the money over from the customer to others. So this is a two very big example, right? People greedy and make mistake and they destroy their own family, they destroy the company, and they you know, have impact on the, those employees. So nowadays, you heard a lot of the layoffs, right? It's, every company has the kind of different level of the similar example. So people start to lose the job, you know, they cannot afford themselves. So there is the there was a couple of weeks in the last year called Occupy Wall Street, right? Occupy Wall Street, basically, it's all those employees. They lost the job. They cannot support basic life over there. They cannot have money for food, house, for everything. So they just set up a tent, like camping, right? They set up a tent in the small park around the Wall Street. And then their slogan is, we are 99%. What's that means? We are 99%, but the 1% of the rich guys, they own a lot of money, and they're just greedy. But 99% of the people, they lost the job. They cannot survive by themselves. They cannot support their family. So when people, this is for people, when they reach towards the good things on earth, when they just focus on themselves, on the money, right? And then this is the result, right? So this is there are a lot of examples around us. People not only because right now we don't have the ability to make a lot of money, right? But we still, if we don't focus on the wise people, focus towards God. A lot of people spend their own time for different things, right? And for example, people spend time on the computer games. I have the one friend, his son, right? Every day, right after school, he starts turning on the computer, play the game, right? And until midnight, right? And this every day. So the parents think this is too much. This is too much you spend, you know. If you spend 1 hour, 2 hours, it's okay. But every day you spend 5 hours, right, to play the computer game is too much. So the parents, there are a lot of software. Parents can block the internet, right? Only allow the kids use the internet for 1 hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The rest of the time, the computer, there is a firewall over there to automatically to block the internet. So parents is very happy just go back to work, right? And they think the kids will, you know, spend time to at least study something. But the kids is very smart. He can Google the internet to find out how to break the firewall rule. And he broke. He has still spent the time, you know, to go to the internet. And the parents say, okay, that's enough. They put every computer in the one room. They lock the room, right? And then, you know, this is the kids. They think the kids cannot access the room anymore. The kids is still smart. He finds some way to make his own, like, false key to open the door, right? After midnight, he opened the door. So parents so angry. Yeah. And then the parents decided, it's fine. They move all the computer in his home to parents' bedroom, right? So parents stay in the bedroom. I mean, after midnight, you cannot to wake up, right? Go to my bedroom. He's still smart enough. He borrowed a laptop from his classmates and bring it home and continue to play. There's, you know, basically the kids cannot stop. It's a dick over there, and the family has big tension. Even today, this whole family, this is they cannot resolve, right? You know, this is one extreme example, right? People, you know, just focus on the game. They cannot get out from that. Another area the people focus on the this is Facebook. Right, but this is. I used to log into Facebook a lot myself. This is overwhelm, right? Right now, maybe you have 50 friends. If you, by the level, you have 500 friends, everyone, you know, write a message over there, post a picture over there. You need a lot of time to reply, to post, right? This is. I saw a lot of people. I heard a lot of stories. People spend a lot of time on Facebook. Another I think the people like those TV shows, right? Those you know, Big Bang Theory, how I met my mother, and Gossip Girl, the girls. And I recently realized that if you want to watch those TV shows, you don't have to wait for the Big Bang Theory only happen on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You don't have to wait for, you know, there's on a TV program, you can have that on demand, right? Basically, you can watch anytime. And also, you go to the internet. You can watch anytime, any place, any shows. And there's a limit. And English, the TV show is not only, it's not that bad. You know, I recently found that there's Chinese, you know, the super opera. You know, this is like a thousand of them, You know, surely feels so exciting, right? It's not only you. Yeah, I heard a lot of the parents. It's really, you know, like American show is only like a 10 hours, 20 hours. For Chinese, it's a decent show, always 40 hours. Always 40 hours. And they are made better and better. You know, you cannot stop. You know, if you watch the first episode, you have to finish to the last. So this is also the area, right? This is the area so attractive to our time, our energy, right? To the over there, text message. I don't know. You know, I have a friend, right? I have a friend. The parents, when they told me, when he checked the phone bill, right? There's a text message. There is, you know, the timestamp over there. He found his kids, right? 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. The still text message, you know, going on back and forth, right? And so he decided to, you know, that's good, bad enough. There is a function over there. He can block the text message from 11 p.m. right until the second day during the day. Daytime, but there is a lot of the kids. They just cannot stop. They hold the phone all the time, text the message all the time. So this is the world. This is the world. People reach to the good things on earth, but unfortunately, there are too many good things on earth. Right? We lost our control, and then we just reached over them. And we focus on those things. The result is we don't have time to come to church to worship God. And we don't have time to read the Bible. And we don't have time to come to prayer meeting every Wednesday. And we don't have time to serve in the church. And we don't have time to go to mission trip, right? Because all those other good things on earth occupy our time. So, what's the... Okay, we just finished the slides. So, when the people, the Bible told us, the wise people, we fear the God. Wise people fear the God. When we were young, right? We afraid of our parents because our parents create us. When we grow up, we afraid of our boss because our boss decided, you know, if we can stay the company, continue to work, or they will fire you. You know, the boss decided where you go, right? And in school, you fear the teacher because teacher have the transmit the knowledge to you and teach you a lot of good things. For the Christian, right? I think we are the same, right? We fear God because God created us. We fear God because God decided where we will go, and we fear God because God died for us on the cross. So this is a wise person fears God because God created us. I would like to share, this is Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let's make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish, over the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So we should fear God because God created us. Also, we fear God because Jesus decides where our life will go. I want to share the verse from the Luke chapter 12, verses 5. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the killing of the body, has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. We fear God because of Jesus died in cross for us. I want to share you with the John chapter 19, verses 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It's finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Okay. So, the wise person should be rich towards the God. I want to share with Luke chapter 12, verses 8-9, that Jesus told us, "I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angel of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before angels of God." So how can we be rich to the God? I think as a Christian, we need invest the time on God, on God's word and spirit, and convert our temper, short-term energy, to long-term, forever. As Matthew chapter 6, verses 20, "But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." So this is what the Bible told us and what we should do, right? Sometimes it's not easy to just follow the Bible, what the Bible says. But, you know, the one thing I think is, you know, there's a lot of good examples around us. We come to church, we worship together, we learn each other. Also, in the world, in the real world, it's not everyone just to focus on good things on us. There are a couple of the good examples around us. This is a good example. You know, do you know who this person is? Tim Temple, right? Tim Temple. If you look at his face very carefully, his face is the, this is the Bible verse, right? It's John. It's John chapter 3, verses 16. He's the football player, quarterback for Denver Broncos. He played college football in the Florida University of Florida, but he's good Christian. He has been preached in the school, in village, and in church and in youth people. Everyone knows, right? All those professional football player, you know, they have a lot of money. He himself, he support 40 evangelist for the evangelist to evangelist in Philippines, because he's from the Philippines, and his father is a pastor in Philippines, so he also helped his father to set up the hospital over there and set up the church over there, and he's famous is from the football field, you know, on the football field, he always put Bible Bible verse. In the, this is called eye painting, right? So when they after this, after he put the John chapter 3 verses 16, the next day during 24 hours in the Google search, you know, there are 4 million search in the Google because of him. This is highest one day during 24 hours. People start to search the Bible verse. So his impact to try to let people know the Bible verse is unbelievable. But you know, this word also is not that good. After that, you know, this is a football committee. They made a rule. They banned the football player to put the Bible verse on this eye painting. This is the rule called the temple rule. If you go search the temple rule, yes, no. They didn't say you cannot put Bible verse. They just say for the eye paintings, you cannot put any words over there, right? So that's a very sad story. Another famous thing he did is, you know, he always pray in on the football field. And there's a new word in the English dictionary. The new word called tamboing. Do you know? If you search that tamboing means the way he prays. This is, he has the special way to pray. Basically, he knee down and put the one hand on his head. Right. Ben, can you show people what's the tamboing? right. Just like that. So he's famous on you know, trying his way, right? Even he got a lot of criticize because of his you know, Christian activity on the football the field, but he still tried his best to be the evangelist. So this is an example. You know, he can have a very good career, but at the meantime, he can be a very good Christian, right? Next example I will show you is the girl's name, Jessica Reese. I don't know how many people know this girl. She is 12 years old. He died in January 5th this year, a couple of weeks ago. She lost her life. The reason she lost her life is she had a brain tumor, two brain tumor, for 10 months. Before she died, she had, during 10 months, she tried very hard. She struggled for all those. She went through the radiation and chemotherapy treatment, which is really pain. Right? But every day she updated the Facebook and shared her struggle. But not only there, in the Facebook, she asked all those, because a lot of people about 55,000 people just to follow up the blog and Facebook every day, you know, encourage her to work hard, to, you know, keep her life. And she asked all those followers to pray for other children with the similar illness. And she asked all those people to support pediatric cancer research. So basically, you can still go to the Facebook and go to her name. You can see all those you know, follow up blogs. Basically, she encourages people to pray for the similar, you know, the kids with disease. And her father is a pastor in California. So in the church, her father used her as an example to live in the. Have the meaningful life, not only for yourself, but, you know, support other children. So there are a lot of good examples in our life, right? Give us, encourage us to be a good Christian, to reach towards God, not towards good things on earth. Okay. Thank you.